This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Unity General Convention of Rashtriya Prajatantra Party elect Rajendra Lingden as chairman of Rashtriya Prajatantra Party. Nepali Congress Province Convention elect Sukraraj Sharma as the chairman of Gandaki Province and Lalit Jung Shahi as the chairman of Karnali Province. Health Ministry prepares to administer 200,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccines every day. And dozens injured as residents flee Hughes ash cloud from Mount Semeru in Indonesia. Now, the news in detail. The Unity General Convention of the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party, RPP, has elected leader Rajendra Lingden as the new chairman of the party. Rajendra Lingden has defeated his contender, leader Kamal Thapa. Lingden received 1,844 votes, while Thapa received 1,617 votes. Leader Thapa has congratulated Lingden for being elected in the post of chairman this morning via Twitter. Born in Thungge Sagu of Taplejung, leader Lingden had started his political journey since 2039 BS. Nepali Congress held elections in six provinces, except in Province 2 yesterday to elect the new leadership under its ongoing province conventions. Vote counting has been concluded in Gandaki, Karnali and Bagmati province, whereas vote counting is underway in Lumbini and Far West province. As per the details of the vote count, Sukraraj Sharma has been elected as the province chairman of Gandaki province and Lalit Jung Shahi has been elected as the chairman of Karnali province. Nepali Congress Election Committee has informed re-election will be held in Bagmati province as all the three contenders could not receive 50% votes. CPN Maoist Centre Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has claimed that the acts that curtail press freedom will be annulled. Inaugurating the 4th National General Convention of the Press Centre Nepal in Chitwan yesterday, Chairman Prachanda said the press freedom must be promoted for robust democracy. He said the matters of removing some of the laws that curtail rights to freedom of expression have entered in the meeting of the coalition partners in current movement and they would be annulled soon. He assured of making press-friendly laws, stressing on the need of press freedom for realization of socialist dream. On the occasion, he also pointed out the need of unity among all honest and true communist forces. Minister for Health and Population Birod Khatiwada has said Nepal has a stock of 20 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines and asked all who received the second dose of vaccine to receive the third dose as well. Addressing an event organized by CPN Unified Socialist at Rosi Rural Municipality yesterday, the health minister urged the people to receive the third dose of vaccine as the booster dose after getting the second one. Minister Khatiwada said that the third dose of vaccine was mandatory as the risk of the third wave of COVID infection was increasing in Nepal, saying that 6,000 vaccination centres are working to administer vaccines at present. Minister Khatiwada informed that such centres would be increased to 19,000 from December 16. Nepal government has been preparing to administer 200,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccines to people every day. The Ministry of Health and Population has said the necessary human resources, vaccines and vaccination centres have been managed for extensive vaccination campaign. Joint spokesperson of the ministry, Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari, has claimed that the preparations for leading the vaccination campaign has been completed. The cabinet meeting held on the 29th of November had decided to ensure free COVID-19 vaccines for all. As per the update of the health ministry, 18,862,000 people in Nepal have already received COVID-19 jabs. The government has targeted to vaccinate two-thirds of the country's population by mid-January and all eligible citizens by mid-April. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Prem Bahadur Ali has said he would take initiative to enlist the Ram Janaki Temple of Janakpur Dham in the World Heritage Site. Addressing a cultural program organized in Kathmandu on the occasion of wedding anniversary of Lord Ram and Goddess Sita, Minister Ali said he would put his utmost effort to enlist culturally and historically rich temple Ram Janaki Temple in World Heritage Site. Minister Ali vowed to extend support from government side to protect Mithila art, culture and civilization. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8am English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. US President Joe Biden and Russia's President Vladimir Putin will speak via video call, the White House says amid mounting tensions over Ukraine. It comes after Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the US had evidence that Russia had made plans for a large-scale attack on Ukraine. But he added it was unclear if Putin had made a final decision to invade. Russia has denied any such intention and accused Ukraine of executing its own troop build-up. Ukraine says Russia has deployed armored vehicles, electronic warfare systems and 94,000 troops along their shared border. It is the largest massing of Russian forces on its borders since it annexed Crimea from Ukraine in 2014. Citing intelligence reports, Ukraine's defense minister Oleksiy Reznikov and Moscow could be planning a military offensive at the end of January. One person has died and dozens are injured after a volcano erupted on Indonesia's Java Island, officials said on Saturday. Residents were filmed fleeing a giant ash cloud from Mount Semeru. Witnesses described nearby villages covered in debris and thick smoke blotting out the sun, leaving them in pitch darkness. The deputy chief of Lumajang district put the number of injured at 41, saying they had suffered burns. Indonesia's disaster mitigation agency BNPB later said it knew of 35 people being treated at local medical facilities. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in Province 1 and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. There is a possibility of light rain at one or two places of hilly regions of Province 1. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 20.7 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 10.5 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Unity General Convention of Rashtriya Prajatantra Party elect Rajendra Lingdon as chairman of Rashtriya Prajatantra Party. Nepali Congress Province Convention elects Shukaraj Sharma as the chairman of Gandaki Province and Lalit Jung Shahi as the chairman of Karnali Province. Health Ministry prepares to administer 200,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccines every day. And dozens injured as residents flee huge ash cloud from Mount Semeru in Indonesia. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.